King of righteousness, King of peace, Lord, come with the power of your Holy Spirit to open the ears and the eyes and the hearts to understand and know and see that you are the one from eternity. Help us embrace this and walk in your ways according to your counsel given in your holy word. We thank you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I'm going to Isaiah 59. We're going to look at, I'm going to do the whole chapter. This is the macro view. This is the game plan that's running now in the spiritual realm that's being executed into Isaiah 34 and 35. Behold, Isaiah 49, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, that he will not hear. God hears, God knows, he understands before a thing even comes into being. But it's the flesh, it's the men, it's the people that he hides his face from. And will not hear you because of the iniquities. Your iniquities, your generational sins, your fleshy predispositions, your thinking that you have a right to this or that, or it's okay, God would understand. Defining God on your terms. Here we go. Here's the definition of why the iniquities and what they are, and why God doesn't hear your prayers. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue has muttered perverseness. So you don't speak the truth and you speak perverted language, twisted. And that's in every arena. You don't speak accurately. None calls for justice, nor any plead for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. I suggest you take your Bible and open it up. And if you need a definite definition, look it up. Look up why there's no justice, because they don't plead for truth. So what's the opposite of truth here? Well, here's the definition in the verse. They trust in vanity. You know, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eye, all those vain things. And they speak lies. And they conceive mischief. They think up plots about how to get what they want in the area of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And then they bring forth their iniquity. They move on it and they set their plan in motion. And many, many people do it because iniquity is bred into it. It's a sinful, fallen nature. Oh, you'll know good and evil. You'll be like God. Those are all vanity lies. And it brings forth iniquity. How can I get those things? Or how can I get my needs met? Or how can I get what I want? Because my lust and the demons that are behind your lust are motivating you and plotting through you. They hatch cockatrice eggs. That's the serpent. And weave the spider's web. He eats of their eggs. Dies. And that which is crushed breaks out into a viper. That eats of their eggs. He eats of their eggs. Who? The spider. The egg dies, and that which is crushed breaks out into a viper. So spider is lying, and then the viper is the the kill shot is the death of viper. His bite is poisonous, is deadly. Lies bring death. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their path. Okay, so they're said they're plotting up, and they're swift to do evil. There's seven things that are an abomination to the Lord. Feet that are swift to do evil. And they shed innocent blood. Anytime you break the commandments, anytime you steal or lie, or you covet your neighbor's wife, or you covet his neighbor's assets, that is the process of shedding innocent blood. Okay, taking that which does not belong to you, taking someone's life, abortion would be one, sexual perversion, the creative entity that God created us to be, male or female, all these things lead to shedding of innocent blood. And their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Hey, I'm going to make some money on this. Transgender surgeries. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goes therein shall not know peace. There's no peace for the wicked. And when they follow these paths, torment comes upon them, demonic. Therefore is judgment far from us. Neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. So man's thoughts become darkened. He doesn't know the counsel. The light shows the path. The light shows the way. The word of the Lord is a light unto thy path. Okay, it shows you the way to go. If you don't have it, you're walking in darkness. And you get what? Lost. We grope for the wall like blind, like the blind, because we're trying to find our way. And we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We die in desolate places as dead men. So these are the paths of death. The wall doesn't guide us, and we grope around looking, and at day we can't even see, as in the night, and we are desolate. We are left desolate and are dead then. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. It's pretty straightforward. We don't have anybody advocating for us, because we're not walking in the paths of righteousness, and there is none for salvation, but it is far from us. Why? Verse 12. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In other words, we continue on adding more transgression, multiplying them, adding one brick of transgression to another, and our sins, okay, they upbraid us, because the path of sin is what? Sins, for our transgressions are with us. Our sins are against us. They don't bear good fruit. Our transgressions are with us. And as for our iniquities, we know them. We add to them. We justify them. In transgression, transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, flattery, insincerity, manipulative words to set up snares and traps for the naive. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Sear those, because that is walking around all over the place now. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice stands far off. For truth has fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter. Why? Because of the sins and transgressions of the people. Because it says, our transgressions. Because they're multiplying and growing. It is the mystery of iniquity and the maturing of it. And judgment is turned away backward. And justice stands far off. For truth has fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter. 15, yes, truth fails. And he that departs from evil makes himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no man intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness is sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak, according to their deeds. Accordingly, he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and to them that turn from transgression in Yaakov, says the Lord, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord, my Spirit that is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed, says the Lord, from hereafter and forever. Amen. So the Lord will, those of us that have become a prey because of the wickedness and the mysteries of iniquity that are bounding in the harvest time here, and the final harvest, the harvest of the, or this harvest, I don't think it's the final harvest. I think it's the harvest at the end of the age, where the mystery of iniquity and the mystery of righteousness is in full maturity, and the righteous have become a prey. But the Lord says here, fear not, don't worry. The Redeemer is coming from them that turn, transgressors in Yaakov, and his covenant and his words that are in our mouths shall not depart from our seed, nor our seed, from hereafter, and forever, 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 forever. Praise God.